the compromise peace agreement, from the name itself, is a compromise agreement. It is actually an agreement that is aimed at restoring peace and stopping the bloodshed and stopping the senseless war which has been experienced by our country for the last 20 months. So in essence, this peace agreement is meant actually to restore peace in South Sudan.
And there were a lot of key provisions in this agreement. We have 90 days, we have the demilitarization of Juba, so we have the 17 signing, we have the 26 signing. When does the 3 months come into effect?
The initial date which was meant for the signing of this agreement was the 17th of last month. But of course, as a government, our president requested that he should consult more with the people, because he wanted the ownership of the peace to be with the people, and that it should be a reflection of the aspiration of the people. This is why he could not sign in Addis, and he had to later on sign in Juba on the 26th of last month. And the agreement, as an annex to it, has the metrics and the time frame for the implementation of the different aspects of the agreement. And there are so many players and actors who are supposed to be in charge of the whole process of the implementation. But as you have seen, our president, from the day of his signing, he straight away went into the implementation as per the metrics. This is why 24 hours later, he was able to issue an order declaring the permanent ceasefire, which is supposed effectively to be 72 hours from the signing of the agreement. So, in essence, as a government, we have followed the metrics, and we are following the provisions of the agreement and the time frame provided in that metrics for the implementation of the peace agreement.
And currently, what is going on now in terms of implementing the agreement? You know,
well, there are roles defined very clearly in the metrics and to be played by all the actors, and IGAD is supposed to be at the forefront for the implementation of this, as provided in the metrics and the implementation modalities. And this is why I said our president was able to follow it. He followed the time frame of the 72 hours, which was supposed to be meant for the declaration of the ceasefire immediately after the signing of the agreement. This was supposed to have been followed by a workshop to be attended by our generals and the generals from the opposition, and in which the effective implementation of the ceasefire will be determined, because in that workshop you are supposed to be declared the disposition of the forces so that you agree on the disengagement process, defining the theater of operation, how you create a buffer zone, separation of forces, containment, and then demobilization of these forces. But this has failed to happen, and on our part as a government, we have fulfilled our obligations in terms of nominating the necessary officers who are supposed to attend, but IGAD decided to postpone the workshop. Mm-hmm. And definitely this will impact, because that workshop is supposed also to come out with the monitoring and verification mechanism, which is meant actually to monitor and to verify the adherence of the parties to the cessation of hostilities and the permanent ceasefire.
Briefly explain about the demilitarization of Juba.
Well, the demilitarization of Juba has been a key concern of the government, and we initially had objected to it, and we said this is affecting the issue of sovereignty, because there is no way that you can move these army installations from Juba. But if you look very critically into the agreement, I think the agreement has tried to some extent to address some of these concerns, and in which they have restored this idea of bringing a third-party force into Juba to take care of the security was to some extent relinquished a little bit, and there was an acceptance now by the agreement that the presidential guards should be maintained in Juba, and the key army installations like the command and control in Bilfam and in Qiyada would be maintained, and there's going to be a joint police arrangement which is supposed to be part of the discussions that will be shared in, and there was going to be a joint command that will be established also, so that Juba is under control, because it is very important for us to have the ownership of the whole process. And the idea of having a foreign force coming to protect a sovereign government, I think it was not acceptable by us. So this to some extent has been addressed to some extent, but this is despite our reservation was because of the difficulties. You have thousands of our forces who are here. These are people with families. These are people who need services. You cannot relocate them. You have not even defined the center of Juba. You relocate them to the unknown. Mm. And in terms of resources, definitely you need to provide for them. because you don't throw people into the forest, into the bushes, just to leave them sleeping in the bushes. You have to, these are people whose families, they need services like hospitals, they need water, they need sanitation, they need all sorts of things. So the difficulties, this is where maybe the role of the international community will have to come in. And these are some of the reservations that we had expressed as a government, that the practicality and the technicality of the implementation is going to be a problem for us.